beautiful Sunday for baseball. Let's go down to Southern California or Arizona, wherever he is. He's all over the place. He covers baseball for Forbes.com. We love having him on, and glad to have him on this Sunday. Barry Bloom, how are you?
Hey, good morning, and congratulations on your upcoming honor tonight.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I wish you could be here, but I know you've been a big part of my life and things that I've done, and you've always supported me and been very kind with your time on the show. So I appreciate your thoughts very much, Barry. So thank you. I appreciate it.
I wish I was there.
Okay. Well, we're going to take some pictures. We're going to send you some tonight. Mike Trout.
Okay, great.
What about Mike Trout? I heard this morning someone said they should offer him $400 million for 10 years and just get it done. Everybody else will fall under that number, Harper, Machado, and everyone else. What's going to happen with Mike Trout?
I think Mike Trout's going to wait till the end of his contract and decide what he's going to do. I mean, I don't think he really has any ambition to be locked into the Angels full-time. I mean, he's from Philadelphia area. I think he'd love to play back there. A lot of his friends and family, his wife is from there. He just lost his brother-in-law, his wife's brother, who he grew up with in Millville, New Jersey. So I really do suspect that he's going to take the last 2 years at $33 million and figure it out.
Boy, $33 million. How about that? At that age, isn't that something?
Right. And remember, the Angels have Albert for another 3 years at about the same amount of money. They have him on a personal services contract for 10 years after that. Even though it's Mike Trout, I don't think that they're going to pay him $400 million. I think you also wait to see what happens with Machado and Harper this winter and see how they set the market.
Well, and they've got another guy now in that organization who they feel like they could turn to be the face, if necessary, in Shohei Ohtani for the next decade or so.
Well, and of course, that's problematic. I'm at the ball game here in L.A., and I'm going to write about Ohtani again today, but I was talking to Mike Socia about it, and you know, right now, Ohtani hasn't committed to doing the Tommy John surgery he needs, and if he does, he's not back as a pitcher, at least until 2020. So that moves the block ahead to basically Trout's last year here. And, you know, if they don't sign him, you're going to hear a lot of drumbeat about trading him in the next couple of years, too. And, you know, Trout is really as unassuming a guy as I've ever met in the game. Really nice kid. Doesn't have much to say. Doesn't like being bothered by all these outside influences. And it'll be interesting to see how he shoulders all this.
Yeah, good guy. Yeah. Very good guy, Mike Trout. Barry Bloom joins us. Barry, David Wright is in the news lately. What do you think about the David Wright situation in New York?
Yeah, I just wrote about that the other day. I mean, I'm glad he finally made this decision. You know, he's been incredibly honest about the way he's gone about it, constantly over the last 3 years trying to do surgery, particularly on the back, do exercises on the back, to get him to the point where he might be able to play again. And I think he just really came to the point where, between what the doctors have told him and, you know, the surgery he's done, that it's just time to hang it up. He gave it the best shot he could, and that's it. I mean, there's no nicer guy than David Wright. I mean, you know, I wrote that, you know, I'd be proud as a person to have him as my son or a younger brother. This is what a great guy this guy is. And I'm glad he's going out on at least his own terms, where he's going to get to start one more game at Citi Field.
Well, interesting. Barry Bloom with us. I'm glad to hear that about David Wright and about Mike Trout. Last thing I want to check in with you on, the Atlanta Braves, they're going to win the East. How about that?
Right. Well, they're being trounced today, and they've lost a couple of games now to Washington. But I don't think the Phillies are really going to get enough traction to beat them, although you know, they have seven games between the two in the last 10 days, starting next week. So really, the season, if Philly has any ability to come back, you know, they really have to beat the hell out of them in the last 10 days. So, I mean, we'll keep it open until you get through at least the first series of games. But, you know, really, it could all come down to the last three games at Veterans Stadium for the Braves. So, I mean, crazier things have happened, but I like that team. I just don't think it has really enough pitching.
Well, I'll tell you this. That would be the craziest thing. That would be going back to 64, as I always said, with the Phillies have to get some revenge. But I think the Braves have locked it up. They could have 17 games to go, and I don't think that they'd be able to catch him. But it'll be fun. Barry Bloom with us on that aspect of it. I'm going to ask you this. If you could start a team and you could have Soto or Acuna, who would you take?
You know, I haven't seen Soto much, and I've seen Acuna a lot. It goes back to the Fall League. I think you might have been around a little bit while he was playing here last fall.
Yes, I saw him.
He was terrific in the Fall League, and he made the jump into the major leagues, and he's had such an impact. So I think I would probably go to Acuna, but I think it's just a matter of I've just seen him a lot more than I've seen Soto.
Well, Soto started this year in the low levels of the minors, right? Like he was hitting like over 400, then 350, and he just kept hitting for power, so they had to bring him up. But at 19 years old and at 20 years old, I don't think you could go wrong with either guy.
Nice choice. Nice choice.
Exactly.
Hey, all right, Barry, thank you so much. As always, we'll chat with you next week when the Giants are in St. Louis.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, have a good afternoon. That's Barry Bloom down in Los Angeles.
If you were going to start a team with Acuna, you'd just go Acuna Matata because it'd be no worries.
Come on,
there.
I was going to say that.
No, you weren't, Marty.
I was going to say that.
No, I think I came up with
that. I was. I honestly.
I don't buy it, Marty.